Blog Talk Radio.
I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praise shall forever be upon my mouth. Glory to God. Welcome to the Principles of Prosperity. My name is Ann Strickland, and as always, I'd like to start the show with a prayer. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, I just thank you and praise you for this opportunity to represent you, to bring the good news of the gospel to the body of believers. And I thank you that they will learn, they will have faith, and they will prosper according to your will and your purpose, because you desire above all things that they prosper and be in health, even as their souls prosper. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, amen. Tonight, my subject is Money Come to Me Now. Get that in your spirit. Money come to me now. Or money cometh to me now. Get that in your spirit. Get that in your spirit. Because as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. And tonight, you're going to learn how God wants you to prosper and why God wants you to prosper. It is your time, it's your season, it's our season and our time. Now, I want to ask you some questions. Can you see yourself living in the house of your dreams? Can you see yourself driving the car of your choice? Can you see yourself writing out big checks to ministries or helping other people? Can you see yourself no longer pinching pennies? You will know, and I'm repeating all of this because this is going to lead up to what else I have to share with you tonight. Those above questions is exactly what God is desiring for you. Because he that spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? As from Romans 8:32. God has a plan for you, a great plan. Give him the opportunity to carry out his plan. How can you do it? By obedience, believing, and faith. Jeremiah 29:11 says, for I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future. You know, there are some people who think that poverty and insufficiency is a badge of spirituality. And this kind of thinking makes it impossible for most of God's children to really see themselves blessed and fully funded by God. And that's why the word says your tradition have made the work of God of none effect. That's Matthew 15:6. And Psalm 35:27 says, let them shout, let them say continually, let the Lord be magnified, which hath pleasure in the prosperity of his servants. Isaiah 48:17 says, thus says the Lord, thy Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel, I am the Lord thy God, who teaches thee to profit and leadeth thee in the way that thou shouldest go. So now is the time for us to start and move into the wealth and the money where we are supposed to go. And this is why, you know, I had not thought of this topic, money come. Even though I've, you know, I go through a confession, Money Cometh Confession, which was written by Deidre Parker. And this afternoon, the Holy Spirit told me, put into my spirit, to make this my subject tonight. Money come to me now. So I said, okay, Lord. And I was looking for one thing, and then I went on the computer under the Monday comments. And then on the computer, and you need to hear this because I want to share, this is not a one-man show. This Ann doesn't have to know everything, but all I know is that God wants you to be wealthy. And that's why he made my Pennsylvania license plate about 17 years ago or more. He said, 3 John 2, beloved, I pray above all things that you prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers. So if you see that license plate, Pennsylvania license plate with 3RDJHN2, you'll say, that's Ann. Because I've had it. The Holy Spirit told me to put it. I had never had a special license plate. However, he told me to make that my license plate, and that's what it is. It's actually spreading the word. But he told me to do it. But just like he said now, with this money come, call this money in. Now it's our time. So as I went on the computer to, I was going to print the, you know, the Monday Comics Confession out and some information, but I came across this information from the site from Dr. Creflo Dollar, and it is awesome. So I want to share this with you because, you know, we need to know whatever good information I get, I have the responsibility to share it with you. I don't want to think that I know everything and someone else knows nothing. I know, but I do know, I pray for people and speak to people, and people prosper. That's an anointing that God has given me. But others have anointing, the prosperity anointing also, and Dr. Creflo Dollar is one of them. So I'm going to share some information that I downloaded off my computer from him just a couple of hours ago, and I started reading it, and it says, attracting money by your words. I said, wow. When I saw that, I said, that's it. It confirmed money come to me now. It confirmed it, so I had to take it. I had to. This is all God. So he said, God began to deal with me about three keys to operating in instant miracles. I mean, things that everybody can do. Began to talk to him about the things he needs, which is wisdom from God, not wisdom from men, wisdom from God. So God wants us to have wisdom. And he wants also, the other part on here, another part on here, he talks about praying in tongues, but before that he says, I'm going to point you to a better wisdom. I showed him about the mysteries. You start praying in tongues. Start declaring, I believe, I receive. And as I did, he said, that the Lord said, and also when you pray, the mysteries release your angels. When you pray in tongues, the mysteries release your angels. So you don't know what you're saying. You may not know what you're saying, but you receive it by faith. So release your tongues, and anyone who does not speak in tongues, ask the Holy Spirit to baptize you in the Holy Spirit with the power, with the evidence of speaking in other tongues. And he can start getting the desire to speak in other tongues. Because God is going to pour out revelation where this last wave of prosperity is concerned. They can't mock us this time. They've mocked everybody that ever tried to teach on money, but they won't be able to do it this time because God is backing us up. And you see the proof. You see what God is doing. You see how people are prospering. You see how they have their own jets and buildings and how they're helping people and doing other things for people. It's happening now. It's happening, so you can't laugh anymore because God is watching over his word to perform it, and we're living this thing. You're able to do for other people, to feed the poor, to have schools. Now, it's our time. And actually, He goes on, the money doesn't define my riches. Money doesn't define my wealth. The money is a result of what's on the inside of me, the Holy Spirit of Almighty God. Money will come, but you've got to give it a reason to come. A reason to come. You have to change your heart. You have to want to have the desire to help people. You want to have a desire to obey and preach and teach the Word of God and live the Word of God. Live in obedience. Live in obedience to the Word of God and do what He says to do and have a desire to help people. So let's call this harvest in. Say it loud with me. In the name of Jesus, as a child of God, as a redeemed of the Lord, I command the harvest that's crying out for me, come forth now. Angels, go. Bring that harvest of wealth. Bring that harvest of anointing. Bring that harvest of restored things. Bring it to me now. In the name of Jesus, I receive my harvest now. Money come to me now. In the name of Jesus. So listen to this over and over until you get it, or write it down so you can say this. And he went on to say, that word money cometh obligates Jesus, the apostle and the high priest of our confession, to oversee that word. I'm telling you, to you right now, money's coming to you right now. Don't you be surprised when you get home and when you look in your checking account. The anointing has been released upon you. We're never, ever, ever going back to the wilderness. We're not going to be stuck in Canaan land. Never again. Now watch this. Proverbs 13, verse 22. This is something prophetic. It has already started. The wealth of the sinner, this is the Proverbs 13, 22. The wealth of the sinner is laid up for the just. He also adds, the wealth of disobedient Christian, that's what it is. I got money looking for me, tracking me down like a hound dog. Money is looking for me. Glory to God. And that's what happens. The money's starting to come in. It's going to come in. What happens when you get the anointing on you? Money cometh. When you get the anointing, money cometh. Everybody that was in the covenant with God had the same symptom. Money cometh. Abraham had a covenant with God. Money cometh. Isaac had a covenant with God and received a hundredfold in the same year. Money cometh. Jacob was in covenant with God. Money cometh. Jacob also in covenant with God. Glory to God. Joseph was in a covenant with God. Money cometh. Job had a covenant with God. Money cometh. And you and I have a covenant with God. Money cometh. Glory to God. That's a symptom that goes on with covenant people. Money cometh. Glory to God. Covenant people don't have to beg. You don't have to beg. Mm-mm. No way, no way, no way. I guess the apostles were not in the covenant of God when Peter said, silver and gold, I have not. At the gate, beautiful. However, we are saying money cometh. Glory to God. Glory to God. So we have to know who we are and whose we are. You know, Dr. Leroy Thompson on stage with Creflo approving the message. His message at the Creflo gets the people worked up about their prosperity. He says, tonight is my night. This is it. Supernatural debt cancellation, supernatural favor, supernatural increase, unexpected income. So when you pull that lever, glory to God, and that's what he does, you know. And look where he is, Dr. Leroy Thompson, from where he started, with that money coming. And he pulled the lever three times. Money cometh to me now. Money cometh to me now. Money cometh to me now. Get that in your spirit. Glory to God. So you have to know who you are and whose you are, and know that it's coming to you. Believe it, receive it, say it, you shall have what you say. Life and death is in the power of your tongue. So dare to pull that lever. It might seem stupid at first or crazy at first, but do it. Pull that lever. Money cometh to me now. Glory to God. So this is, he goes and says, I'm telling you right now, it's going to happen to you. No more struggles. Get ready. This is when it happened. People screaming throughout this statement, they're wondering what is happening. We're going to pull this thing, and many of God's children who's under the sound of my voice are going to get it. And you're going to see instant results begin to take place in your life financially. It's going to take place. Look at somebody and say, this is it. This is it. Money cometh to me now. And don't be ashamed. Don't let them laugh at you. And you can laugh, or they can laugh while you're on, and you'll be laughing all the way to the bank, all the way in your prosperity, all the way in your new home or your new car, or whatever dream you have that causes, that needs wealth and lots of money to get it. Because it's time now for us to come in agreement with the word of God and know that he does want you to prosper. In the name of Jesus. In the Bible, the scriptures, Proverbs 13:22, and I'll say it again, that is stored up for the righteous. The wealth is stored up for the righteous. Jesus is obligated to do what he had to do. Why? Because he obligated him by speaking what he said about the situation, the lady. Glory to God. She had to say it. She had to speak it. You're sitting on a building that was manifested as a result of our laying hands. And I'm telling you, he's giving a testimony here, but let me give you one of my testimonies the other day. And I prayed and I said, oh, Lord, I needed some money. I decreed and declared it. And I called forth miraculous money. And I just thank God. I thank God. Because he's faithful. He's faithful. He's faithful. All he's asking us to do is have faith and believe. Believe what he says. Know what he says. So you can change your life with your mouth. And, you know, many times we say this. The word says you can pray and have faith in Almighty God, and you shall have what you say. The only thing God wants you to do is believe it, receive it, Believe and receive. Believe and receive what the Word of God has for you today, tonight. Obey God. Obey the Word of God. Obey in your tithing and your giving. That tithes. You don't want to stop your tithes anymore. You don't want to stop your tithes. No matter how bad things get, if you have a dollar, you have a dime. A dime out of that dollar belongs to God. And that's why you want to know and be sure. That dime is your protection money. It says he would rebuke the devourer for your sake. To bring all the tithes into the storehouse and prove me now and see if there will not be room enough to receive. And then he will rebuke the devourer for your sake. Malachi 3. And we're going to line up and stay in agreement with the Word of God. No more lack. No more lack. You start speaking the word. Call it in. Call it in. Start saying, I'm healthy, wealthy, anointed, and whole, nothing missing, nothing broken. Start saying it in the name of Jesus. Start speaking the word of God. Wealth and riches are in my house. Start speaking the word of God. Know that you're supposed to have it. Know that it's yours. Know that you're a child of Almighty God and the Spirit of God is working in you. And understand and take every time the devil tells you that wealth is not for us and wealth is not for us, you tell him he's a liar. Start speaking your supernatural debt cancellation. Start speaking that you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. Start speaking that you're the head and not the tail, above and not beneath. Start speaking that you're the lender and not the borrower. That you're coming out of debt. I come against that spirit of debt right now. And I call forth debt freedom to all the people under the sound of my voice. I decree and declare supernatural debt cancellation for you in the name of Jesus. So, Father, I just thank you and I praise you for this word tonight, this message tonight. I thank you that your word will not return void, but it will accomplish where it's been sent in the name of Jesus. So, Father, if there's anyone out there who has not received Jesus Christ into their lives, who has not come to you through your Son, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, invite him in. Confess your sins now. Say, Father, forgive me of my sins and cleanse me from all unrighteousness. And I thank you and I praise you and I receive you into my life now in Jesus' mighty name. And then you want the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Say, Holy Spirit, come into my life and baptize me and prove it with the evidence of speaking in other tongues in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. And I encourage everybody to if you're not saved, repeat those words. You're saved now. And I want to invite you, people in the Philadelphia area or New Jersey area or close by, to come to the church, to our church, Walk in the Light Christian Center with Pastor Darian Thomas, 3751 Island Avenue. It's in the gate. We have services in the Gateway Building. And it's the Empowerment Center. It's 3751 Island Avenue, the Empowerment Center, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Service starts at 7 o'clock on Sunday morning, and 11 o'clock on Sunday morning, and 7 o'clock on Wednesday night. In the name of Jesus. And now, the other announcement. The Healing School of Financial Prosperity is also in the Empowerment Center, the same address, 3751 Island Avenue. So I'm inviting you to attend these classes and come in for prayer and hearing the Word of God and get prayed over, get anointed, and watch your life change, your financial life change. Glory to God. I have 4 weeks of classes. And it's a God wants you learn why God wants you to prosper. You learn God's covenant promise, His covenant promise of prosperity. You learn the wisdom in prosperity. You learn prosperity in these end times. You need to be here. You need to come. I'm encouraging you to come and tell people, bring people with you, because it's time for us to come in agreement and come into these finances. Oh, the testimonies of someone that I prayed with, and I said, do you tithe? And he said, well, I used to, but things got so bad I stopped tithing. Last June, he called me and said, Ann, guess how much my tithe is? I said, how much? $1,000. See, this prosperity message and this prosperity where God wants to take you is no joke. It's our time now. And God, we need to move into where we're supposed to be, the wealthy place. So you need to be in this class. It's for you if you have been struggling financially. If you have experienced loss or lack of business, especially the business people, and the people who have a desire to go into business, because I get testimonies, I pray for people. These testimonies are awesome. It's not Ann, it's Ann being used by Almighty God to pray for you. He gave me this anointing. So if you want to have a clear understanding of how and why God wants us to prosper, you come to the classes. The classes are free. They are free. On Saturday mornings, it's 10 to 12. And I take you through scriptures. We go through, we pray. It's just fun. It's freedom. It's not hard. And as you learn the word, the truth that you'll know is going to set you free to move into the kingdom where you're supposed to be. The kingdom come here on earth as it is in heaven. There's no poverty in heaven. So you're not supposed to be poor. So we're breaking that stronghold of poverty in the body of believers. We're here to take part, to have the word says, have dominion. Dominion. We're here on this earth to take over, not to take part. In the name of Jesus. So, Father, I thank you and I praise you for the people who've heard your word. And I thank you for the people who's coming to the classes so they can move from the pit to the palace. Saturday morning at 10 o'clock, 3751 Island Avenue, Suite 100 is the Empowerment Center. And it's a parking lot. You don't have to look for a parking spot in Philadelphia, and that's unusual. God put me there. I'm there doing this as a result of a prophecy. The prophetess Nariette Butler prophesied over me that I would be teaching at this age. So come and hear what God wants for you, and come and start walking in what He wants you to have. So God bless you. You're blessed and highly favored. Listen to this message over and over again and start saying, money cometh to me now. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Love you.